Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, May 23rd. Just finished up a weekend of lots of racing and lots of activities going on this week and last week, including the Amgen Tour of California. Congratulations. Another American win. Chris Horner taking that win after picking up the Stage 4 win and then never looking back at the Amgen Tour of California. We also got results from the Cats Hill Criterium in Los Gatos, Northern California. Ontario Criterium, Southern Cal. Got an interview with Sarah and Peggy on the Dallas Stampede. That's a 875-mile race, one of the ultra races. We'll be hearing from them later. Sounds from the Davis Double Century as well, and I participated in the Davis Double Century too. And sounds from Cats Hill Classic, Scotts Valley, also Gen X reports. We got Gen X reporting in from Cats Hill, Scotts Valley Grand Prix. And we had a chance for Gen X to actually talk to one of the sponsors out at the Amgen Tour of California as well. All right, so let's get in some race results right now. Race results for the Modesto Criterium held on May 14th. Picking up the podium position, third place in the men's pros, Webcor Alto Velos, Joel Robertson. And in second place, riding for Sierra Pacific Racing, Brian Bosch. And your winner, also Sierra Pacific Racing, Vince Owens, right out of Fresno, California. In the men's category threes, Nick Kersmarkey, riding for Red Peloton, taking the win. Men's Cat 4s and 5s, Rob Wolf from Great Basin Imaging Cycling Team. Masters 35s, Cat 123s. Morgan Stanley Cycling's Gregory Anderson taking that win. Masters Cat 4s, 35 and over. Fun Sports Bikes Cycling Team's Dan Shore was your winner. And in the Masters 45s, Gregory Pike taking third place, riding for Voss Racing. John DeVore with Sierra Pacific was second. And Webcor Alto Velo's Joel Robertson taking that win. Masters 55s, Morgan Stanley Smith Barney's Brian Fessenden taking that win. In Southern California, the mid-season criterium event number 3 of the Ontario Race Series in Ontario. Men's Pros Cat 1-2s taking third place. Monster Media's Kylie Leo Grandi. Second place going to Shoei Rock and Rose, Nicholas Brandt Sorensen. And your winner from Cash Call Mortgage, Lee Muse. In the women's Cat 1-2s, threes and pros, picking up third place, SC Velo's Katie Donovan. Second place, SC Velo's Lisa Campbell. And an SC Velo sweep, picking up the win, also Pam Schuster. Women's Cat 4s, taking that win from Catalyst Racing, Amy Firth. Masters 50-plus, Steve Gregorios from Pinnacle Life, picking up that win. Masters 40-plus, Craig Turner from Team Redlands taking the win there. And in the Masters 30 plus, Velikov Lagrange's Jason Bosch taking that win. Masters 55 plus, third place going to Brian Carrico from PA Remax. Second place, Swami Cycling's Rick Swanson. And your winner from Santa Clarita Velo, Thomas Riley. Masters 45s, third place going to Frank Schroeder of Schroeder Iron Masters. And it was a breakaway UBS Elite Masters sweep for second and third and first. Roger Worthington in second, and your winner, Steve Strickler. Junior women, 15 through 18, Kate Wilson, riding for Connie Cycling Junior Racing Team, taking that win. Rachel Swan taking the win in junior women 10 through 14. Junior men's 17-18, Team Redlands Quint Birkemeyer picked up that win. Junior men's 15-16, SC Velo's Anand Hildebrand taking that win. And in the junior men 13-14, Encino Velo's Adam Alvarez taking that win. Juniors 10 through 12 men, Jules Gilliam from Connie Cycling Team taking that win as well. And in the men's Cat 4s, Fast Friday's Danny Leupold picking up that win. Men's Cat 3s, Robbie Miranda was your winner out of Huntington Beach. And that was the preliminary results, basic results for mid-season Criterium in Ontario. Full results at usacycling.org. Okay, Los Gatos, California, Mike's Bikes Cats Hill Classic. Criterium held on May 15th. This is not your ordinary Criterium. It has got a brutal hill in it. And we'll be hearing Gen X talking about Cats Hill, doing some interviews on site at Cats Hill Criterium. Here's some preliminary results before we get into that. Men's category 1-2s and pros. Taking the third place podium position, California Giant Berry Farms, Specialized Bicycles, James Mattis. Second place, Team Specialized Racing Masters, Freddy Rodriguez, and your winner from Yahoo Cycling, Nathaniel English. The women's pros in Cat 1-2-3s, third place going to Primal Map My Ride Women's Racing's Liza Rechetto. Second place going to Wells Fargo Racing Team's Flavia Oliveira. And your winner from Team Tibco to the top, Megan Garnier. In the women's juniors, 15-16, Elia Traficanti, riding for Team Tibco, picking up that win. Women's juniors, 13-14. The men's 17-18 juniors, Tori Phillips taking that win. And in the men's juniors 15-16, Kenneth Gonzalez taking the win there. Junior men's 13-14, Adrian Costa, San Jose Bike Club. And in the juniors 10-12, Jacob Drummond taking that win. Women's Cat 3s, 4s. Third place, Carmen Elliott, riding for Ohana Sport. Second place, Corina Huzar. And your winner, riding for Sim Comp Racing, Joanna Bechtel. Masters 45s, Cat 1s, 2s, and 3s. Team Specialized Racing Masters, Lawrence Nolan, taking third place. San Jose Bike Club's Chris Wire in second. And your winner, also riding for Team Specialized Racing, Kevin Metcalf. And in the Masters 35+, Dean Lee Burge taking third place from Team Specialized Racing Masters. Dan Martin riding for Safeway Pure Ed Creative Bicycles Plus in second. And taking the win from Iron Data ThirstyBearCycling.com, Chris Phipps. Okay, and then in the IQ California Classic Criterium in Fresno, May 21st.
Masters 45s, third place going to Safeway Pure Reds, Michael O'Rourke, second place, Greg Bitonti, and your winner, Jens Hillen, all from Safeway Pure Red Creative Bicycles Plus in the sweep. Cat 123's Masters 45s. In the IQ Criterion Men's Pros, third place going to Logan Loader, riding for Ride Clean, presented by PatentIt.com. Second place going to Sierra Pacific Racing's Brian Bosch, and your winner from Full Circle Sports, Daniel Ramsey. In the Masters 35, taking that win, Sierra Pacific Racing's Eric Easterling. Masters 35's Cat 123's. Continuing on in second place, Jens Hillen. Third place going to Jonathan Eropkin, and fourth place Michael O'Rourke. Fifth place Sean Bagley. In the men's category 4s and 5s, your winner was Ken Strau, riding for Young's SSC. And men's category 3s, third place going to Santa Barbara Chicken Ranch's Tucker Ehrman. Second place, Metro Mint Cycling's John Cheatham, and your winner from Sierra Pacific Racing Team, John Parson. Some upcoming events for you. Northern Cal and Southern Cal. The Southern California Nevada State Time Trial Championships is Saturday, May 28th. Out at Lake Los Angeles, California. Individual time trial championships for all categories starting at 7 a.m. Full details at scnca.org. And on Sunday, May 29th, the Barry Wolf Memorial Grand Prix, the 20th annual, brought to you by Team VRC in conjunction with Fast Friday. A Criterium event in Woodland Hills, Southern California. Visit BarryWolfGP.com. That's Wolf with an E, W-O-L-F-E. BarryWolfGP.com for full details on the Barry Wolf Grand Prix. And coming up in Northern California on May 29th at Fort Ord, mountain bike racing. Brought to you by the Central Coast Cyclocross, cross-country mountain biking in Monterey. And that is on Sunday, May 29th. You can find full details at cccxcycling.com on those events. And also in Northern Cal, the Halyer Park Velodrome continues with its 2011 Get Ready for Summer series, promoted by Los Gatos Bicycle Racing Club and Rick Adams. That's on May 28th, coming up on May 28th, and also continuing on June 11th. The track opens at noon, with racing starting at 1 p.m. Snowballs, Kieran's, Missing Outs, Points Races, you name it. It's at the Halyer Park Velodrome in San Jose. Full details at RideTheTrack.com. And for all details on Northern California racing, visit ncnca.org. And in Southern California, scnca.org.
Okay, upcoming events and moving right along on Bike Sport Radio here on Monday, May 23rd, broadcasting from our studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles. We've got some sounds now coming up from the Scotts Valley Grand Prix. Gen X, our Northern Cal reporter, had a chance to interview on KCSO, also at Scotts Valley. It's a local radio station up there. We got that interview coming up next. And sounds of the Cats Hill Criterium. An interview with veteran riders who completed the Dallas Stampede, which is an ultra ride, 1,400K. Sarah and Peggy, we got them coming up as well. And more sounds of bike racing in California. So sit back and enjoy the sound, starting with an interview here from KCSO with our Northern Cal correspondent, Jen Reether.
Thanks, Greg. Good morning. morning, sports fans. We have a special guest in the studio today. We're talking about the 2011 Scotts Valley Grand Prix. We've got Jennifer Reither. She's known as Gen X. She races with Vanderkitten Focus. Good morning.
Good morning, KO. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Are you excited about Sunday?
Woohoo! Man, I am fired up to have a local bike race hit Scotts Valley.
Excellent. How did you get involved in racing?
Well, I gotta say, it's because of a boy.
Uh-huh.
Kind of crazy. Actually, it was right here at Sea Otter. About 14 years ago, I came up to Sea Otter and watched a boy, a friend of mine, race. And he was doing the mountain bike race. And I watched him come by. And I'm like, yeah, go. It's so awesome. And the second time he comes around, I'm like, yeah, this isn't up my field. Like, I think I need to get out there and start racing. And I just got sucked into mountain biking, which turned into road riding and track racing and so on.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on Sunday, what you do as a road racer, how that differs from various types of biking?
Absolutely. This Sunday, you guys are really fortunate. It's a criterium-style race. You're going to see the racers go around a one-mile course at speeds up to 25 to 38 miles an hour in the sprint. You'll probably see the racers come through the start-finish line every minute and 10 seconds, possibly. Fantastic course. It's got a drag race finish, which the crowds are going to be completely excited about. So you'll see us go around, and you'll often see preems. So the race announcer will say, you know, preem for $200, $200, $200. And what that is the first person who comes across the line at that moment in the race wins the $200. So it's really awesome to see all the action, and there's going to be sprinting, and there's going to be elbow butting, and snarling, and spitting, and great-looking people in tight clothing.
Now, I hear that there are a lot of good-looking ladies at this race, and that's definitely going to bring in some male spectators, but what is it about this type of race that is good for families, that's good for everyone to come watch? What's going to draw the crowd?
Well, the Scotts Valley Grand Prix is an awesome family event. First of all, it's free to spectators. You know, what can be better with baseball tickets these days and food prices? You're talking about $200 for a family of four to go to a Giants game, right? Here, it's local. You guys can ride your bikes up. There's a free kids bike race at 3:30 for kids ages 3 to 9. There's going to be bouncy houses, food. The Kiwanis are doing a beer garden for the moms and dads, and you guys can just walk home. It's a great family event.
Now, I heard that the kids are getting a prize for doing this kids' race. Tell us a little bit about that.
The kids are getting a free cowbell, which is awesome because they're going to race at 3:30. They're going to come across the line. They're going to get their cowbell. And then at 5:40, the pro women start racing. So the kids can get up there and make noise and scream and yell. And the parents will love it because the kids will be completely exhausted by 8:30 and in bed by 9.
Excellent. Perfect. So we've got an action-packed event. It's Sunday. It starts at 1 o'clock. Get there early, maybe. And then also, we've got raffles going on, and proceeds will go to Brian Stowe. Tell us a little bit about how Brian Stowe is involved in racing and what makes him so important to you guys.
So obviously, we know the situation with Brian Stowe, and the fact that Brian Stowe used to be a Scotts Valley resident who I believe now lives in Santa Cruz. You know, Scotts Valley is a homegrown town. Like, we want to support the community and do what we can for the people in the community. So that's where we're taking that portion of the race, and we're doing raffle prizes, and the money, the proceeds from the raffle will go to Brian Stowe and his family. So although he's not a racer, it doesn't matter. Scotts Valley is a small community, and it's a tight-knit community, and we want to support them, and that's how the proceeds are going to Brian.
Excellent. We have Gen X in the studio racing with Vanderkitten Focus. She's fiery, and you won't want to miss her this weekend. Check out the Scotts Valley Grand Prix on Sunday. I'm KO, and you are listening to AM 1080 KSCO.
This is Jen Reither with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here in Scotts Valley at the Scotts Valley Grand Prix, watching the men's Pro 1-2 coming around, looking at 13 laps to go. Awesome racing out here under the stars. We got big lights going up. Men love. Wow. Holy smokes. Let me step up the course a little bit. They're really leading into this turn. But we're starting to get this twilight crit. It's running on about 8:15. So we got the big lights up. Who would have known this would have been the premier event today with the cancellation of stage one? going to the Tour of California from North Shore to South Shore Tahoe. This is where to be tonight, and what a great event it was. Second annual Scotts Valley Grand Prix. We had lots of riders and big crowds today, lots of food, beer, bouncy house for kids. And as we get closer to the end, I'll let the announcer talk about five to go. Jen Reither with Bike Sport Radio coming to you live from Scotts Valley Grand Prix, Scotts Valley, California.
Are you guys at Bailey Properties?
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Are you guys at Bailey Properties, or are you?
Yeah.
Great. What's your name?
Joanne Thompson.
Joanne, Jennifer Reither, Easton Bell Sports.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm Stacy.
Stacy, nice to meet you.
Natasha.
Natasha, nice to meet you. Oh, you've got your warm stuff out here tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming out here, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys just park it in there and have a little office party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here since noon.
Oh, you have? Wow. That's crazy. Pretty, a lot of fun racing, huh?
It is.
What was your favorite race?
This one, because it gets so close.
I know. Can you believe, like, the men use the entire road? I always tell kids when they're like they've got their feet in the gutters right here, I'm like, you might lose your toes, darling. And literally, like,
and I don't think they know it, but the women's they were pretty good today.
The kids?
No, the women.
Oh yeah, they were. It was a lot of fun. It was a tough race today. Wow. I think that the cops are having the most fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Like burning rubber on their Harleys, just going.
Well, no, it's just that Audi. Two motos on the front.
Are you just
going to
go airborne or what?
I know.
They have a lot of fun.
They come through, going to get a lap. These guys. And get a preem on this lap.
Sometimes I can't watch.
Looks like the field is still together. Preem on this lap.
Yeah. I mean, I race. Okay. This is it. The riders are doing just sub-2-minute laps. Scotts Valley Grand Prix, Scotts Valley, California. We're rolling up on about quarter of nine here. And we've got two laps to go in the men's pro field. Hopefully the announcer will have some cool stuff to talk about.
Bike Sport Radio. It's a every other week talk show that goes on about bicycle racing.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you do in your race? Or did you ride?
The Vanderkitten got third.
Oh, nice.
So we were really happy to get a podium today.
Okay,
it's a
great.
Great race. Yeah.
Here they go.
Are they coming?
Yeah, well, they just went around. This is it.
All right. Well,
so we know Starlet. Did she race today?
She did. I think she got a top 10.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she did fantastic today.
Yeah.
She got a little misfortune on a little lead-out train, but ultimately she sprinted well. And
she seems pretty strong.
She's a very strong sprinter. She's a great sprinter.
Yeah.
Once again, the Scotts Valley Grand Prix, the premier event today since the Tour of California Stage 1 was canceled completely due to snow in the Tahoe area. They were originally talking about reducing the stage to 50 miles, but with the unsafe weather conditions and snow on the road, they really couldn't make it safe for the public or the riders. So Levi put out a little statement there, you know, apologizing, but they didn't need safe conditions, and it'll resume tomorrow.
Is the last one coming?
It'll be one to go here in just a minute. Yep.
You just said they canceled this
Tour of California Stage 1.
Because there's snow in Tahoe.
The snow, yeah. You got to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. After the Euro.
I know. I know. It's a dangerous sport.
It is. My kid's in it.
Yeah? And who's your son?
Stephen Reed.
All right, here it is.
One lap to go. One to go, gentlemen.
riders. It'll be interesting to see what's going to happen this last lap.
It's going to be a mad dash down the backside. Cal Giant's coming around with the guys about the halfway point down the final back straight.
And then Cal Giant obviously doing their job using their riders. At first, they just blew off a Cal Giant rider. He did his job today.
That's Steve Rainey quite fast. Logan Motors pretty fast. Nate English, despite being reputed to be a great climber, has shown some speed in the criteriums. Pat Hill's not a climber's kid, and he won that.
No, it's not going to slow. Some riders just determined to finish, obviously. It's very lovely, fun. That awesome way to spend your Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Fans here lining up the finish line.
Yeah.
Kind of left of us.
Yes.
The people hanging out, watching the pro men finish. Yeah.
That always makes me nervous.
Let's hope for a very safe, upright finish tonight. Slightly dark straightaway, but I think these guys know where the finish is now.
Got the Catskill Palm Bears. There seems to be some doubt whether he can run the sprint.
All right, here we go. Here's the finish. Audi car just came. Audi pace car just came by. There they go. They've had a fun day today. Probably put on a couple hundred miles. Here comes the lead motos. The Scotts Valley Grand Prix Men's Pro Race. And that's a wrap. Scotts Valley Grand Prix, sponsored by Easton Bell Sports. Very successful event today. That's Jen right there with Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio is here in Dallas, Texas. And a cowgirl up. We had the Dallas, Texas Stampede. 1400K, I'm here with Sarah and Peggy. How you doing? You guys are finishers, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
When did you finish
finishers.
It? When did you finish?
When did we finish? About 7:35 in the morning, a.m.
Oh, my God.
Night. We'll see. We're still
They are delirious, yes. We're with Ultra Cyclists. This is Ultra Cycling. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So 1,400K is how far?
1,200K.
769
miles.
Oh!
Which is actually a little more than 1,200K, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
769 miles. Do you sleep?
No. Very little.
Very little.
4 hours and about 30 minutes.
In a bed, 4 hours and 45 minutes.
And on the bike, a couple hours you sleep while you're riding.
A couple of hours, we put the bike on autopilot and it goes on.
Oh, cool.
Down.
Yeah. I want to get one of those autopilot things. Those are cool.
Or 20 minutes in a ditch is what we did.
Whoa! That's when the stampede dies down, huh?
Yeah.
So how was the weather?
A little wet, a little windy, and a little chilly.
A little, huh?
Yes.
A little. I heard there was a tornado watch.
And then we did get a little bit of sun, but majority was wind and rain.
Uh-huh. How
and
many
hail
starters?
And
hail
and...
hail?
Hail.
Sideways blowing hail. Oh, my God. Any mechanicals?
Oh, we had all kinds of fun out there. We had...
Five flats?
Peggy had two flats. I had one.
Another guy we were riding with had a couple.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then Daniel got his Camelback hose wrapped up in his freewheel.
Woo!
And we thought we had a major mechanical there. And, of course, I'm a mechanic, so everybody's running to me, help, stop, stop.
Oh, you're the mechanic. All right. Cool.
I kind of move those around on the ride like that.
So was it, you had to ride through two nights or one, 2 days?
90 hours total.
90 hours.
You
started in the daytime, you started in the morning or something?
We started at 5 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Okay, rode into Wednesday night.
And then
Thursday morning.
First day was 26 hours on the bike.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
More rest.
Thursday was our very, very long day. Thursday's goal was to get the 241 miles finished to get to the next overnight stop.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Sleep break. All right. And it took us 26 hours to get there.
We're really
done.
Not that slow, I promise.
Well, sideways blowing hail kind of slows
you down. Blame that one on the weather.
We got
held up at convenience stores several times to wait out rain.
Cool. Wow. Well, congratulations on finishing. Anything else exciting going on there you want to tell us about? Or?
Gosh. Our next win, I'm doing the High Country 1200K.
High Country 1200K, okay. Yeah. Where's that?
In Colorado.
Colorado? Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Yep. Wow. Well, good job. Nice going. We'll see you on Bike Sport Radio. Check us out at killradio.org. I'm Brad House. Thanks.
This is Jen Ryder with Bike Sport Radio, and I'm here in downtown Los Gatos at the Cats Hill Criterium. This is a criterium that's been going on for a long time, and I'm right here. As you can hear, brakes squealing around the corner. I'm here at the infamous Cat Hill, about a 17% grade in one block. You can see the men's field is just shattering every time up this hill. Great, great race with about, I think, eight turns or so. Great field out here, nice cool day out here in Los Gatos, and a great men's field. Okay, here we go. More from Cat Hill announcing. Here we go.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to recognize our top three finishers in our women's 1-2-3 event. In third place, from Los Altos, California, she was the winner earlier this year of the Menlo Park Grand Prix. Let's give it up for Primal Matt by Ride, Liza Ricchetto. Third place, women's 1-2-3 event. In second place, from Brazil, now she is racing here in the United States. Let's give it up for Flavia Parks. And your winner of the 2011 Cats Hill Classic, Women's 1-2-3, riding for Tipco to the top, from Mountain View, my next door neighbor, Megan Guarnier.
Absolutely great women's race out here today. Hill, as you just heard the results. The women raced for an hour and did 20 laps at this 17% grade. Absolutely great today. This is the men's pro race. Here we go for more from Cats Hill. This is Bike Sport Radio coming to you. Los Gatos, California.
A two-place Preem on the next lap in a four-rider breakaway. You got another rider coming in for mechanical.
I will have to say, there was a lot of mechanicals out here today, mostly flats. These roads out here in Los Gatos are pretty darn challenging. Definitely had a lot of cracks in the road, a lot of divots, high-speed turns with huge, like, earthquake cracks in the cement here. So here we got a small breakaway of four guys. They've got about 20 meters heading up the hill. Wow, this group of four, they are almost to the top as the group is just now starting the bottom. It's a great race out here with the men's pro.
The field is charging, but maybe it will consolidate before they take the turn down our back straightaway. But leading that group through was plate number 11, which begins to Darren Devine from Mill Valley, California, riding for the Devine Electric team.
So the men, after they do this hill here, they've got a gradual little uphill punch to come around a right turn. Then it's a nice little false flat into another 90-degree turn and a screaming descent that's full of cracks in the cement, as I was mentioning earlier, into another right turn to the finish line. So very high-speed three right turns here into the finish line. But excellent race out here with the men's pro.
Starts to pay off.
And like I said, there's a two-place Preem coming up here, and we're about to hear here who is going to win this Cats Hill Criterium Preem.
Here's our four-rider breakaway right there, looking good. Rider number 83, he's on that Fremont Bank cycling team, and that is Mike Jasinski out of Rockland. So nice move there. It looks like the field is starting to split apart. A little bit
two, four, six, eight, 10 riders. Oh, wow. That's gone. Gino, what do you think there? Is that little break gone out there? Are they gone?
No, they're going to reel them in.
Really? I mean, that's a whole, they've got a block on them right there. All right. Well, we'll see the next lap.
Got a half hour to go.
Wow, that's a lot more racing out here at Cats Hill. But the weather is picking up. It's starting to cool down. It's supposed to rain tonight, and the winds are moving in. So we might see quite a little mix-up here in the next half an hour of racing.
Let's go. Fred Rodriguez, James Mattis, Heather Paul. Heather Paul. That's Heather Paul in that group from what the Alto Velo. So that is going to be the move of the bike race. What's going on in the field? The field is letting these guys go. Fred Rodriguez, Hendrick Paul, James Mattis, and Nathaniel English. And it looks like Cal John has the rider they want in that move because they're sitting on the front. This race with his two sons, and it's his son James LeBaire is trying to go up the road. But right now it's a breakaway of four riders. When they come by, they're gonna get the bell lap, the final lap, the final race. What a great day of racing we've had here at the 2011 Cats Hill Classic presented by Mike's Bikes. And there is that group going up the hill one last time before they get the bell lap. Please do stick around for our podium presentation. We've got our perpetual trophy. 37 names on here from past winners. Who's going to be the 38th name on that perpetual trophy? Who's going to pull on that winner's jersey? James Mattis, Cal Giant. Oh, so we have a rider that went down on the hill.
Shoot, really?
Two riders went down on the hill. So that happens in the last lap jitters, but where is our lead breakaway of four riders? Freddy Rodriguez riding for the Specialized Masters team. James Mattis riding for the Cal Giant Berry team. Nathaniel English for the Yahoo team. And your final rider at breakaway, Hendrick Pohl from Webcor Alto Velo. Here, look out of the final corner. Here comes the one lap to go. We're looking over on Cats Hill. One lap to go, one lap to go, one lap to go. One lap to go, riders, one lap to go. We look over at Cats Hill. There's our lead motorcycle. It's four riders all together. Freddy Rodriguez, James Mattis. And the field is right on their heels. Oh, my goodness. The field is right there. We got six riders who may make this a 10-rider sprint. I still think Freddy can win it from that size.
Just made it to the end.
Well, I went to bed in Memphis. I woke up in Hollywood. I got a quarter in
obviously some very intense quiet here. Here we go. Will it be Freddie Rodriguez? And I'm here with Greg with Rock Tape. And I came up to Greg because I separated my shoulder a couple weeks ago, and I'm here at this Catskill race with a 17% one block grade. 23%. Wow, yeah. Even better.
Yeah.
So I knew I was going to have a lot of pain in my shoulder, and Greg Rock Taped me. Huge improvement in my racing today. I didn't have minimal amount of pain in my shoulder. Obviously, the pain that I'm feeling now is just the strain from pulling it up on the bars. Talk to us a little bit about Rock Tape and what it did for my shoulder today.
So Rock Tape is a style of kinesiology tape. Kinesiology tape's been around for about 30 years. It does a whole bunch of things. We kind of call it like duct tape for the human body. But in your case, what we did was we stabilized that joint that got separated. So Rock Tape and any kinesiology tape is made so that there's a bias in the weave, and that means it stretches in one direction and not the other, and that creates what we call a biomechanical lifting mechanism, which pulls the skin away from the soft tissue and accelerates blood flow into an injured area. We all know that the more blood you get into an injured area, the faster it recovers, and so that's one of the many things that Rock Tape does.
Awesome. Now, I noticed that you're out here at cycling events. What other sports are supporting Rock Tape?
Every sport that you can think of. We're big in the triathlon community. We're big in cycling. We sponsor Garmin, Cervelo, as well as Rabobank. And then traditional stick and ball sports such as, you know, field hockey, ice hockey, soccer, football, baseball, football, you name it, we're in it.
That's fantastic. How long have you been around?
Almost a year and a half.
Oh, congratulations. So if I wanted to get some Rock Tape, where would I go? I live in Northern California now. Where are some of the places that I would go to get it?
So two types of locations. You can go to your favorite specialty retailer, so your favorite local bike shop, triathlon, specialty running store, or you can go to a sports chiro, sports physician that has been trained in kinesiology taping, or power taping as we call it.
Awesome. Now I noticed over here you've got some other things going on in the line here.
We do.
What other kind of things are on your, I see you have a menu. What other things do you have here?
We have a menu.
And what are those?
It's a delicious menu. We make rock sauce, which is a topical pain reliever designed to work with our tape. So it's kind of like Bengay on crack. It goes on hot and just gets hotter. And then if you go out and exercise, opens up the pores and kind of reactivates the topical and makes it hot again. So it's designed to work with the tape. You put the tape down over the sore area, then you put rock sauce on top. Provides complete revitalization of the athlete.
Do you heal faster with the rock tape and the sauce?
You definitely heal faster with the tape. The sauce just makes you feel good.
And that's always good. I noticed that you've got Shelly here, and there's some other familiar athletes. Who else is on the Rock Tape?
Well, we have Garmin Cervelo, who's at the Tour of California this year, as well as Rabobank. And then we just have a ton of other individual cyclists. Megan Guarnier is, of course,
and she just won that race today.
She did.
That's awesome.
She did win that race. And we just have a ton of athletes ranging from, again, traditional sports through the more fringe stuff.
Awesome. I noticed that you have more than one color. And does a different color activate a different region, or is it just for show?
Just for show.
Awesome. Well, pink is my favorite. And Greg, thank you. Awesome. That's Greg with Rock Tape.
You're welcome.
So this is Jen Reither with Bike Sport Radio. I'm out here at the Amjohn Tour of California at the Crunchies booth with the Vanderkitten ladies. And I heard you talking about these new Crunchies. Can you tell me more about what we've got out here today at the Amjohn Tour of California Expo here in, where are we today?
I believe we're in San Jose today.
Great. Awesome. Tell us a little bit about Crunchies.
So Crunchies are freeze-dried fruits and vegetables. They're all natural. We don't add any preservatives. No sugars are added. We have 32 different flavors of our fruits and our veggies. We have an organic line. You can find them in Safeway, Whole Foods, go right to Frenchy'sFood.com. Get them on the website. Check it out there. They ship to your house within a couple of days. We're in major grocery stores or health food stores.
Great. Where are you guys? Where's home base for you guys?
Home base, we're down south in Westlake Village, right outside of Thousand Oaks, where we're actually going to be finishing up the tour. A little ways from Los Angeles, right outside of there.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to open up this little Crunchies one.
Here we go. We got, what is this one?
That's our tropical fruit.
Oh, tropical fruit. We got a little bit of strawberry. What else is in here? Apple.
We have strawberries, banana.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Mmm. Get that crunchy. Freeze-drying it takes out 97% of the moisture, so it gives it a more concentrated flavor.
It is really, really good.
This is a fresh mixed fruit, if you want to try that. One of my favorites.
All right, so here we go.
Strawberry, mango, apple, raspberry, blueberry.
Wow, I can see putting this in like oatmeal or cereal.
You can eat it like a snack, or you can cook with it. Pancakes, muffins, oatmeals, ice cream. Wow. You can take our roasted veggies. I throw into salads instead of croutons.
Cut out the bad stuff,
get more nutrients, better good stuff, and you still get that crunch that you're looking for in a crouton. Freeze-drying, yeah, definitely it gives it a better flavor and a good texture versus heat-drying, which strips it of their nutrients. Freeze-drying allows it to keep the nutrients, and
it's really good. It really tastes good. So
lost my train of thought.
No problem. So it's actually, it sounds like it's a great healthy snack for athletes too. So
yeah, it's great to carry. Bikers, hikers, campers love them. You're found in REI as well because of that. Everyone wants to take them camping. You can cook with them or eat them like a snack.
Awesome. Thanks so much. That's Crunchies. That I hear. We're here out there in Gentura, California.
Export Radio, the Davis Double Century, and it's dark. And getting ready to roll out with the Fixie group, Tony, and a couple other Fixie guys at the Davis Double. I just left the 75 mile mark at Pope Valley rest stop here on the Davis Double, 76 miles into it, and I'm on my own right now. The group that I was with looks like they didn't stop very long, and they're on up the road, so we'll try to chase them down before the monster climb, right before the rest stop for lunch at 76 miles into the Davis Double Century on Bikesport Radio. Okay, 82 miles, and we're climbing canyon up above Lake Berryessa, I think. Conifers, pine trees, stuff like that. So, I know I'm in the mountains now. I had a small group and they're gone. I guess they don't want to get the climb over with like me. So, 82 miles in the Davis Double Century, and lunch stop is coming up in about 20 miles. And lunch is over, and we're at 124 miles now, heading into a fierce cross headwind. Richard Huff and a third rider and I back into Davis with about 88 miles to go. Climbing is over, but we got wind now, lots of wind. You can hear it as we're heading down Highway 53 back towards Davis on the Davis Double Century. 200 miles. We just cracked 200 miles with what's left of our group, five riders, Richard, Joe, me, Alex. Oh my God, the sorriest looking bunch of riders too. We've stick a fork in us, we're done. No, you're on Bike Sport Radio. It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And
chronicled part of the ride.
Sweet.
On a recorder here, and we play it on the internet radio station.
Nice.
And I'll probably talk to the organizers at the end. So. This is more than 200 miles. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Three to go?
I'd rather do 195 and say I did 200.
There you go.
More for my money.
Bike Sport Radio will be coming back at you at the finish shortly. All right, there's the bells, the finish bell at Bike Sport Radio. This way?
This way!
Whee! Which way?
Man, left
this
my,
way?
Left my buddy and this and that.
Through here?
Did Richard come in with you?
Yeah. Richard's here.
Yeah.
Joe's here. Is here.
Yeah.
Joe's here. And we're here at Bike Sport Radio at the finish line. Checking in. Where do we check in?
Yeah. We love Brad. We love Brad.
Woo! Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio.
Hey. All right, that was the end of the Davis Death March. The Davis Double Century. Got a chance to ride that 2 days ago, and boy, am I hurting still. So, and we're coming to a close here on another Bike Sport Radio show, and in coming to a closure, we usually talk about a bike advocate issue. You want to support our support? Buy American. You want to buy American? Here's your chance. All American bike shorts. This just in. Press release March 23rd out of Coraopolis, Pennsylvania. Aerotech Designs is now introducing its most recent product. It's called the All-American Bike Short. The avid cyclists at Aerotech Designs recently re-engineered the manufacturing process to produce bike shorts that actually compete with foreign apparel products. And quoting them, they say, "We have assembled a group of domestic suppliers to provide all of the raw material components necessary to create this exciting new cycling short." So, Aerotech. And this not only instills a sense of pride from within the company for its customers, but it also contributes to the local economy. So, buy American. There's your chance. Aerotech Designs making an all-American bike short. So, buy American. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio once again. And we'll be coming at you in 2 weeks again. I'm Brad House, over and out. Thanks again.